Hello, it's Tuesday, August the 4th, and I trust that you are well and enjoying the summer. It's certainly hot. Hope you have air conditioning. And today we are looking at the Psalms again, and we're in Psalm 39. And it's a Psalm of David, and David doesn't, in fact, tell us what sort of thing he was fearful of, but he's afraid of something in this psalm. And it may be disease, it may be the constancy of enemies that are trying to pursue him and cause him to fall, and maybe he's just afraid of himself, his proneness and tendency to wander away from the Lord. But this is a psalm that teaches us how to be calm in the face of death. And he tells us in verses 7 and 8, "And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of the fool." And to get a glimpse of where David is emotionally and spiritually, you just need to turn to the very last verse. "Look away from me, that I may smile again before I depart and am no more." He is contemplating death, and maybe he was ill, maybe his enemies have him pinned down somewhere, and he's contemplating death and what happens after death, and he has a confidence. Before I depart and am no more, he wants to smile again. Well, that's a very lonely place to be, isn't it? To be in such circumstances that you've lost the joy of your salvation, and he just wants to smile again. And in verses 7 and 8, he gives us, as it were, the key as to how that will come about. "Now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you." He's trusting in the Lord. He's trusting in his covenant relationship with the Lord. He's trusting in the promises of God that are yes and amen. He is trusting a God whom he knows can never change. Circumstances can change. All around us can change. But if you turn your eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face, the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Well, a psalm where David seems to have lost the joy of his salvation, and he wants to know that once again before he dies. Psalm 39. The Lord bless you today.